Let's turn now to a big domestic story we've been following, the controlled flooding in southwestern Louisiana. Army engineers opened the gates of the Morganza Spillway yesterday. The idea is to relieve pressure on downstream levees that protect Baton Rouge and New Orleans. Now, to the north, in Mississippi, thousands of homes and farms are still underwater. And later this week, the rising floodwaters in that state are expected to crest. NPR's Carrie Kahn has this report from Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Warren County Sheriff Martin Pace checks the depth monitor on his small boat motoring through a flooded neighborhood in Vicksburg, Mississippi.
We're actually in 7.5 feet of water right now.
Pace and his deputies patrol this and other inundated parts of town, making sure looters stay out.
You'll see on the right, just the first, maybe the top 2 or 3 inches of a street sign sticking out of the water.
Oh, it says Mary's Alley.
And William Street.
That's the top of the street
we
sign.
We drove across an intersection.
Oh, my God.
We didn't stop at the stop sign.
Dozens of homes here are underwater. On some, you can only see the rooftops. The power lines, once high above the streets, are just inches above the water. Trees are submerged.
We're in just right at 12 feet of water, and we're actually driving over the top of a plum tree with plums in it. That's what the top view of a plum tree looks like.
This neighborhood sits near the Yazoo River, which joins the Mississippi at Vicksburg. With the river so full, the Yazoo's waters have nowhere to go but backward, right over the banks and into these low-lying neighborhoods. This one has been underwater for more than a week. Each day, the river gets higher and takes more homes. Jacqueline Boykin's house and the neighbors look like they're next to go. The water is just a few feet away.
That's my sister's house, but we're not going to leave each other. We won't do that.
Boykin has already moved all her furniture out except for her bed. She shuffles down the road to the water's edge. Her heels hang off the backs of her gold sparkling house slippers. She says she just paces like this back and forth all day, watching the water, trying to decide whether to leave.
Oh, I just feel so bad. I know if my house go, where is me and my daughter going? But I know God, he got my back. I got a backup. God has my back.
Boykin has at least 5 more agonizing days ahead of her. The river is expected to crest here in Vicksburg Thursday. After that, it could be several more weeks before the waters recede. That doesn't leave much for people to do but wait and watch the river flow past.
Ladies, if y'all don't mind, please go ahead up top. We got alligators down there.
In historic downtown Vicksburg, police officer Charles Huggins tries his best to keep onlookers from posing for photos near the water.
This is a national disaster, but I think it's a tourist attraction. I'm trying to get the people from hurting themselves, that's all.
The favorite photo is the town's majestic brick railroad museum, now surrounded with algae-covered water, or the water seeping under a temporary levee wall erected next to a line of famous murals. But just a block away and up a steep hill, downtown is high and dry. Sidewalks, speakers pump out jazz and blues in front of brick storefronts. The gift shops, antique stores, and galleries are open. One store even has a rack out in front with t-shirts reading, "I survived the 2011 flood." At the Highway 61 Coffee House, the place is packed. Business is good, says the owner.
My name is Daniel Boone, just like Daniel Boone.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. And my father's name is Daniel Boone.
Boone says he's worried the tourists will soon stop coming. He says everyone thinks we're flooded, but that's just the low-lying areas. The water is close, but he says it's not coming up here.
It's a block away, but luckily it's a vertical block, so we're not wet.
And very open for business. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Vicksburg, Mississippi.